Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. I always feel like it's been ages because by accident, I have low-key started doing these every other Monday. I know you guys DM me every week being like, where's the podcast? And it's just suiting my schedule a little bit more to do it every other Monday. So please forgive me. I can't remember if I've said that or not, but I still get questions about it. So please forgive me. But today is another Monday. Summer is approaching. Don't know how to feel about it. I feel like it was February yesterday. By the time you're listening to this, if you are listening to it directly on the Monday the 22nd, I'll be in Ibiza, which is low-key what's inspiring this week's theme and this episode, because I feel like a lot of you guys are going to be off on your holidays and just living your best lives this summer. I'm in Ibiza with Master Label, and then actually I get back from Ibiza on Thursday. I've got 4 days back at home, and then I go on holiday again, but my second holiday is with my friends from home. We're going to an all-inclusive, and I kid you not, I do plan to just lie there, make the most of the all-inclusive and like do nothing. Like that's hopefully going to be like a very relaxing holiday. I haven't been away this year yet. These are my first two holidays and I actually don't have any others planned, but I feel like two holidays is more than enough. But yeah, it just got me thinking about how I've been, you know, putting in a little bit of extra work in the gym. Literally, if you're listening to this on the Monday, yesterday, I uploaded a YouTube video because I set myself a 6-week challenge just of like, I don't know, improving my fitness and hopefully like a little bit of weight loss, just wanting to feel good or like just better about myself for these holidays that I've literally, like I said, they've come out of, well, they've not come out of nowhere. I feel like they've arrived and approached so quickly with, and because it feels like the 6-week challenge I started ages ago, but here we are at the end of the 6 weeks and the holidays are here. So if you are interested, like I said, I posted a video kind of about the challenge, what I was doing, my results, etc., etc., up on my YouTube. So go and have a look at that. But I feel like all of these things kind of come into play when talking about Hot Girl Summer. And I was kind of thinking about it. Obviously, there's the song Hot Girl Summer and Megan Thee Stallion really do just be telling us how it is and sets the tone for it. But I was talking to my friends and I was like, what actually is a hot girl summer and how do I have one? Because I feel like what I maybe thought a hot girl summer was 3 years ago maybe isn't what I think it is now. And I just kind of had all of these questions, like, you know, do boys have like hot boy summers? Is that a thing, or do they do that like every summer? It's not just like a specific thing. And can people have hot girl summers in relationships, or are hot girl summers strictly for single people? Like, what even is it? How do I have one? What are the rules? Give me ideas. This is literally what this whole episode is about. It's going to be, you know, we're all having a hot girl summer. That's for definite. But it's just how, what, when, where. I need to know and I need to break it down. So let's jump into it, because I asked you guys to just share all of your hot girl summer, you know, definitions, vibes, plans, all of that good stuff. So hopefully after today's episode, we're all going to be so fucking ready to have the best hot girl summer of our lives, which we should be doing all the time anyway. But I don't know, something about this year? Why did I say it like that? Something about this summer, I don't know. I'm feeling good about it. It's giving sprinkle, sprinkle. It's giving this is going to be the hottest, girliest summer yet.
Any questions? It's normal. It's fun. Talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
So I was kind of thinking, like, what is my definition of a hot girl summer? Because I feel like for me, it is being single with your friends, feeling your best, being confident, just going out, maybe serial dating, just not giving a fuck and doing essentially whatever you want, and just it more being your confidence surrounding yourself, the way you look, what you're doing, that is what radiates the hotness and why it's a hot girl summer. But I Googled it, okay? I Googled what is a hot girl summer. And Pop Buzz, their definition is that it's an inclusive phrase all about feeling confident, having fun, looking good, not caring about what others think, and living your best life unapologetically, usually while not in a relationship. So essentially, I feel like I was kind of bang on with it. But then I also feel like it's totally up for interpretation. And a hot girl summer can be whatever you want it to be, whether it be you feel like your hottest self when you're like working on yourself. And maybe that means staying in and eating healthy and going to the gym, reading a book, really bettering yourself over the summer. I feel like that kind of counts as a type of hot girl summer, right? But I'm gonna go through your guys' submissions and see what you guys think is a hot girl summer. Somebody said a hot girl summer means beach baby party girl enhanced. I can't wait. Somebody said hot girl summer is just not having a care in the world. Literally do whatever you want. I don't know. It's a girly fun summer. Yes. Somebody said hot girl summer is just living your best life and having zero regrets. But like that's also something. It's like being unapologetic. Zero regrets with whatever you do. And somebody said, not accepting the bare minimum from friends or boys, time for doing things for myself. That's very true. It doesn't just mean, maybe, I feel like I associate hot girl summer like by going out and like doing things with your friends, but it is essentially just about you and you doing your hot girl summer, and whether that's just not taking shit from friends or boys or anything and focusing on yourself. That's definitely another interpretation of it, so you can really elevate yourself, and elevating yourself immediately makes you hotter. Somebody said it's all about bettering yourself, feeling and looking the best you've ever felt, and embracing it. Love it. Somebody said it's all girls trip. See, this is what I mean about it being more like alongside your friends vibes, which got me questioning about, is a hot girl summer just for single girls? Can girls in relationships have hot girl summers too, or is that definition of a hot girl summer kind of different? Somebody said that a hot girl summer is being outside and single with your girls, being a hot girl, enjoying what comes your way. Yes. Although somebody just said hot girl summer for me is literally sweating my ass off 24/7. And if that's not a fat mood, I don't know what it is, because that is also literally me. Oh my God, I'm suddenly taking notes because somebody's just said, I'm taking myself on a solo trip to Italy. Gonna find me a stallion, baby. That sounds like an ultimate hot girl summer plan. Solo trips is always something that I've wanted to do, never done, but like really think it would help me, I don't know, let myself go a little bit and just relax and have fun, which all falls under the theme of a hot girl summer. And when it's just you, yeah, you can really focus on yourself and you're obviously the only like girl in the room, sort of. But you know what I mean? You're not comparing yourself to anyone. You're just being you. You can be whoever you want to be when you're on your own. So doing that abroad is like the ultimate like dream. Something like out of a movie. I feel like we need to take notes. If we're all having these hot girl summers, but we don't know how to do it and like what the plans are going to be, that is some inspiration right there if you can and like feel safe to and confident enough to. Guys, let's go on solo trips and just reinvent ourselves and be the mysterious, single, beautiful, hot girl at the bar with these you know, foreign European men. Like, I love it.
Somebody said hot girl summer just means being happy and making the most of the weather with my friends. And somebody said that to me, it just means looking hot as fuck. Doing it for the plot. Yes, I love the doing it for the plot. Me and my best friend Lucy have started saying that a lot. Like, she does it way more than me. Like, she is genuinely, I should have got her on the podcast. She is generally having like a serious hot girl summer. And a lot of what she does is doing it for the plot. And I am here for it. Like, if there's ever a doubt in anything, we just say, do it for the plot. And then it's decided. And living your life, boyfriend or not. So yeah, it does seem that it is doable in relationships, but we'll get onto that in a second. And somebody else said, living your best life, also being a fitness and also a balance queen, going on holidays with the girls. So yeah, I feel like we're all sort of on the same page of what a hot girl summer is, but there are a few other questions. Like somebody said, it's hard to have a hot girl summer when all your friends are in relationships. I totally get that. But I feel like that girl that said about the solo trips has just lit a bulb in my brain. And hopefully the girl that sent that in to take inspo from that. Take yourself away. It doesn't have to be like abroad. A staycation here in the UK. Have a hot girl staycation and just be sexy at the bar. A place, a hotel. I don't know. There's loads of amazing. I always want to do that too. I always want to go to hotels on my own in the sense of like the hotel bars on my own. But I don't want to look like a hooker. But then again, do it for the plot. If someone mistakes you for a hooker, that just adds to the hot girl summer vibes. But a lot of you guys said that, you know, you're having a hot girl summer this year as a result of your ex-boyfriend treating you like shit, being cheated on, etc. So there's definitely things that trigger hot girl summers, right? That people suddenly want to have this glow up and the best summer ever, living young, wild, free and sexy because they're newly single, which I totally get. But this is a reminder, hot girl summers are for everyone. In relationships, single girls, recently heartbroken girls, anyone can have a hot girl summer. Like, we're all having one. Okay, there's no excuses. There's no reason not to. Everyone is eligible. We can do this. So now we got to talk about how to have one. Okay, like what are the plans? How do we do it? So I've just come up with this list of kind of like components and elements that I think ultimately will result in having a hot girl summer, regardless of who you are, what your situation is. Because like I said, hot girl summers are for everyone and we're all having one. There's no excuse. And ultimately, I think the first thing that you need to just get into gear is your mindset. A hot girl summer is all about your mindset. It's whatever you want it to be and your interpretation of it. And again, your mindset also will reflect on your confidence, how you feel about yourself and just things like that. So wake up every morning and tell yourself you're a motherfucking hot girl, okay? The more you say it, the more you will become. You know what they say? Manifest it. Manifest this hot girl summer. Wake up and tell yourself this is going to be a fucking amazing day, whatever happens. That's how you have a hot girl summer. Have confidence in yourself and tell yourself what you need to hear. Even if you don't believe it, just say it. Put it out there into the world. It's all about your mindset and speaking things into existence. So you've obviously got to start there. And as I'm recording this podcast, I'm actually sat in front of my makeup station, and that just got me thinking as well. I feel like makeup, now don't get me wrong, I don't think, and if you don't wear makeup, you don't need to wear makeup, that's absolutely fine, but do not
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Estimate how much you'll be feeling yourself if you don't wear makeup. If you just, I don't know, treat yourself to a makeup product, a new lip gloss, a blusher or something, and especially if it's something that you don't usually do, you'll be looking in the mirror and thinking, I look so good. You already looked good, but just, I don't know, maybe it's just because I love makeup, okay? That I just think treating yourself to makeup, experimenting with makeup, teaching yourself makeup, just improving makeup just for fun, just makes you feel so good. And like, it's trying something new if you're not super into it, or if you do like to wear makeup, just watch the makeup tutorial that you've always wanted to watch. Like, sit down and just for fun, take your time with it. Treat yourself to a new makeup product, a new gloss or something that you'll be so excited to put on. And when you do, you just automatically feel so good about yourself. Same with hair. Hair is something that I used to really slack with, in the sense of I just put all of my focus onto bettering my makeup skills and working on my makeup skills, that my hair was always such an afterthought. I've been really trying to put the effort in a bit more to like blow dry my hair, like actually sit down and style my hair. And I can't tell you how much more, I don't know, excited it makes me to go out, how confident it makes me feel. And it feels really superficial, I know. And makeup and hair is not the epitome of having a hot girl summer. You can have a hot girl summer being bald and not wearing makeup. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's just the little things that you underestimate how much they can improve your confidence if it's something that you're into. And again, moving on to like more things that I think obviously how to have a hot girl summer is to make plans, whether you have friends or not, or whether you're in a relationship or not. And plans could be anything. Why don't you like book a cooking class, book a dancing class? Dancing always makes me feel like, when I've got my headphones in and I'm just like dancing round, I always just feel the hottest. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm delusional. Maybe that's also the key and part of the whole mindset thing. Part of having a hot girl summer is low-key being a little bit delusional, but I think that's okay. Like, I love being a Delulu girl sometimes. But no, just make plans, and anything can be a plan, you know? And again, that also may involve taking time for yourself. Like, that can also be a plan. A hot girl summer doesn't mean being out clubbing every single night. But if that's what you want to do, then do it. You know, it's totally up to interpretation. But making time for yourself is also important. Like, read the book you've always wanted to read, but maybe go and read it in a cafe somewhere. And that's part of the plot. Like, be the mysterious hot girl in the cafe reading the book. Like, that's still a plan. That doesn't involve anyone else. You don't need a big group of friends to have this hot girl summer, which is what a lot of you guys were messaging me saying was like what your issue was, that all of your friends are in relationships, blah, blah, blah. Fuck them. Let them do whatever they want. But you would hope that you guys will obviously still do things together and they've not totally ditched you for this summer, because that means they're not even your mates. So forget that. But just don't forget that you can make plans on your own. And again, I feel like that another element of a hot girl summer is just stepping out of your comfort zone. And maybe making those plans on your own is part of stepping out of your comfort zone, which I really need to take notes on and do myself, because it's something that I've always really wanted to do, is solo plans. Yeah, be the girl in the coffee shop drinking the book or just doing some work there. Be the girl at the hotel bar having a martini. I mean, order a drink that you've never had before. I've never had a martini before. I think I've had like one once and it was horrible. But still, I want to go to the bar and, I don't know, order a Manhattan. I don't know what that is, but I see it all the time. I want to try it. So if no one's going to come with me, then I'm going on my own, you know? Or the staycation or the vacation, like booking the holidays. Ultimately, if you can get your holiday out of the girls' chat and book one with your friends, 100% do that. Maybe go to a place that you guys have never been before and just, yeah, explore a new city. Or, you know, there's always the classic places, like a real wholesome, picturesque, aesthetic hot girl summer in Positano, in Italy, or Ibiza. Like me, literally when you're listening to this, I'll be having my hot girl week in Ibiza, hopefully. You know, all of the fun places where you can go like clubbing and crazy and just let loose. Love that vibe. That kind of counts as well. And speaking of which, I feel like part of hot girl summer, no matter what you're doing, even if you're at home all summer, Okay, but I just think take more pictures. I'm seeing so many people just taking more pictures. Make a Finsta and take more pictures and post photo dumps of all of these like new plans that you're doing to kind of keep you motivated as well to just get out and live your life, live your best hot girl summer life. And I think taking pictures, it always seems like, oh, like so superficial. You're just going to these things to take more pictures. And it's actually, I think more and more people are realizing that everyone at the end of the day, like, loves photos, having their pictures taken, whether you look good in them or not. It kind of adds to the plot, like funny looking pictures, literally just pictures of everything, the drinks you're having, the food you're having, the location you're in, what you're doing. It all adds to the memories of this summer or just any time. I think you always regret not taking pictures. You never regret taking pictures. So take more pictures. Maybe get a fun new camera. I don't know. I use the Canon G7X to take a lot of my pictures, the Mark II, and I've not regretted a single second of buying that camera. They look so good. And going back to the stepping out of your comfort zone thing, I feel like fashion. I'm seeing so many more people just ditching kind of the trends and just doing their own thing, shopping more sustainably. But I think the summer is the time to just experiment with fashion. It's warm, like try something new, try a new style or lean into your style if you've been trying to dress a way that you're not even really comfortable with. You will always be your like hottest self when you're your most authentic. So just lean into whatever the fuck you want to do. It's summer. There's no rules for anything. I don't know what it is about the summer, but I feel like all rules for anything go out the window. And especially if you're trying to have this hot girl summer, yeah, fashion's a great place to start to just, I don't know, try a new style. Go on Pinterest, have a look, lean into your own style, treat yourself to something new. Buying something that you feel so good in or wearing something that you feel so good in immediately radiates in your energy, and it's immediate hot girl energy. How can it not be? And if you're comfortable in it and you're selling it, like, who the fuck is going to tell you otherwise? I feel like the main thing to keep in mind this hot girl summer is stay safe. Have fun, but stay safe. Safety and being alive is the hottest thing you can be. Like, there's nothing sexier than a girl that is responsible and respectful. And yeah, just staying safe no matter what you're doing. Just be mindful of that, okay? Not everyone wants you to have a hot girl summer, but you know, just being mindful of your surroundings. And depending on what you do, because I know, like I was just saying about like doing things like on your own, obviously being solo as a woman can be quite scary sometimes. So just be mindful. If you don't feel safe, take yourself away. Don't just stay there for the plot. Like there's doing things for the plot, yeah, but then there's staying safe. And that will always be the number one priority. But at the end of the day, I mean, a lot of the things that I said, like makeup, hair, fashion, stuff like that, is all very surface level. And I feel like that's maybe what a lot of people think that hot girl summers are all about, is just like the way that you look and being hot in that sense. But it's not. I said so many other elements that add up to this hot girl summer. It's all about your energy. Hot girl summer is about just embracing your self-confidence, knowing your self-worth. And I feel like, what did Megan Thee Stallion even say in her song? Like focusing on just being unapologetically you. Like that's what a lot of you guys said too. Just being unapologetically yourself, no matter what that is. And maybe that is staying at home and being a homebody. If that's what you want to do and work on yourself, then do that. You know, working on your fitness, working on just improving your mindset. Maybe this summer and your interpretation of a hot girl summer is for staying at home and just working on your mindset. And then next summer is the ultimate hot girl summer, where you feel confident enough to be out and about and doing your own thing. It's all totally up for interpretation, which I kind of love. And what I kind of wanted to really emphasize with this episode is that we are all having a hot girl summer. That's doesn't even need to be said. We're going to be doing that. Whatever way you decide to interpret it, that's up to you. This was just my little list of maybe things that like I'm going to do and things that I'm going to really take into consideration this summer. And I feel like the older you get as well, the easier it... Why did I say that in like a Scottish accent? The easier it is to get yourself into this mindset of literally just not giving a flying fuck about what anyone thinks, doing your own thing. This is your life at the end of the day. Live it how you want to. But we all deserve a hot girl summer in whatever way that means to us. And we're doing it. I'm putting it out there for all of us. We're having one. And I really hope this was an eccentric start to your Monday. Sorry, it's like a little bit of a shorter episode than normal, but there's only so much I can talk about for having a hot girl summer besides just telling you to go out there and do it. This is your sign to just ditch the toxic boy in your life if you've got one, boy or girl, whatever. Live this summer the way that you want to live it. Have the best time, whatever that means to you. Make time for yourself. Make plans every day. Be feral in the clubs. Go on 750,000 dates. Stay at home. Work on your fitness. Work on yourself. Wake up every morning and tell yourself that you are the hottest person on the planet. Stick notes on your mirror. Buy something that you would never normally wear and just go out and wear it. Why the fuck not? Go to places that you've never been. Take more photos. And ultimately, your energy of just how much fun you're having, regardless of whatever you're doing, is going to radiate the hottest, girliest summer yet. I feel it for us. But like I said, by the time you're listening to this, I'm going to be in Ibiza living my hot girl summer vibes this week. And then I go on holiday again next week. So I feel like the next episode that you're going to hear from me, I'm going to spill all the tea on my trips and let you know how it went and if there was any hot girl antics. I will keep you posted. Make sure you're following me and subscribe to me on Instagram and YouTube because I'm going to be vlogging, posting there again, same on TikTok. But I love you guys. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and this was motivational and a sign for you to just, yeah, have the hottest, girliest summer yet. Or if you just needed a sign for like something, just a kick up the ass for something, I hope this was it. I hope you all have the most amazing week and I will check in with you after my holidays. But yeah, make sure you follow me on the other platforms if you want to hear from me sooner. But I love you guys. Have the best week. Have the best Monday and I'll see you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.